Welcome to the Football Podcast. This is your host, Mr. Number 9.
And this is The Film.
Hello, everyone. It has been far too long. I believe this is only our second podcast this year, maybe?
Technically third one hasn't been put up and still is in my files to be processed. Though there was the cricket podcast, so, you know, if you count that.
That's true. Well, on to cricket later at a later date because the World Cup is coming up very soon. But it's
very soon.
We are wrapping round to the business end of the football season.
Yes.
And what a season it has been.
It's been crazy.
It has been crazy. And the last few days have been even crazier.
I know.
The days leading up to it. Like a week ago, I was pretty much waiting for our Ajax and Barcelona to go on and make it to the finals. I thought we might get an all English Europa because Chelsea had a decent chance an away goal, and Arsenal had a big reasonable lead going into their second half.
Yeah, and we'd looked pretty comfortable against Eintracht Frankfurt in the away one, in the away match. We'd been fairly comfortable, even if it was a 1-1 draw. Like, we were still looking pretty good. Frankfurt hadn't looked the greatest then. Last weekend, they then got smashed, like 6-1 or whatever it was. So everybody was like, yeah, that's going to be easy for Chelsea. I think the Chelsea team, sort of watching that, there was some of them that thought it was going to be easy too, I think. And then Frankfurt was like, not so easy.
Yeah. Oh, well, in what was possibly his last ever game at Stamford Bridge.
Lies. It's going to stay. Eternal optimist.
I hope for Chelsea's sake he does stay, but I am a bit skeptical about that.
It's probably best we do sell him so we actually get money off him, as opposed to waiting for his contract to run out in a year's time, and then he just leaves on a free. So,
yeah.
We'll see how it goes.
Even if he were to leave on a free, he would have given Chelsea a good number of years, so they can't really complain about him going.
Yeah, I'm not going to complain of the service he's given. I would just prefer if he stays. So I was given that option.
Of course, you always want good players to stay.
Yeah.
And yeah, Eden Hazard has kind of almost grown up with Chelsea now. Like, he's been there almost 10 years, I think.
I think, yeah, if you include youth and stuff, yeah. Because he got signed, I think, when he was 16 or 17. Played a bit in the youth, then went back to Belgium for a few years on loan. And then came back here, and then it's been a good number of years. It's been running around on the wing, ripping through defenses now.
Well, let us finish off on the Premiership. Let's just go down the numbers. I think even though it's not yet by any means guaranteed, there is still one more game left for the two top. For everyone, the top four are pretty much set where they are, I think. Chelsea's pretty likely to finish third. Spurs are uncatchable at fourth.
Not uncatchable at fourth. Just 8 goals difference between them. Like, Arsenal has to win and Tottenham has to lose. And Arsenal has to make up 8 goals on Tottenham, which doesn't seem likely.
Not impossible, but unlikely. If Spurs draw, they've secured their fourth place.
Yeah.
And heck, if they win the Champions League, they've secured it anyway.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Now, and Manchester United unable to go to fourth on 66, and maybe consolation-wise, they might be able to catch up to Arsenal at the end of the season, but I also doubt that. Just a quick rundown of the top six. I'm just going to give my ratings. I think top three, City, Liverpool, Chelsea, all A's. Probably A pluses for Liverpool and City. Fantastic seasons. Great.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, it seems churlish to give City. Oh, they've only got 94 points this season, and if they win their next game, they'll have 98. But you know, this is the second highest points total in the history of the Premiership.
Yeah.
So. Liverpool can feel hard done by to only come second, given they'll only be a point behind if they win their next game.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's fantastic seasons all round. Especially Liverpool only losing one game.
That's what I was going to say. They're going to feel really hard done by. 97 points in the season.
Yep.
You know, at least they're going to be close to 90 goals, only one loss, and they're going to end second. It's like, how can you have such a great season and come second?
I think if Chelsea, I would give them an A, maybe an A-, because at some points of the season they nearly fuffled it.
Nearly fuffled it.
This is purely for Premiership stuff. I'm not looking at Europa Premiership and just their domestic season in
England. Domestic, if we're just looking at just domestic, I'm actually probably much more pessimistic about it. I know they're going to end third, more than likely. They're going to secure Champions League football probably one way or another.
I think A- is fair.
Yeah, but
from my perspective,
there was lots of that season, this season, where they're going to get third a little bit by good luck, mostly by Tottenham, Arsenal, and United dropping heap of points on last month. But Chelsea did a very good job of dropping just truckloads of points through the middle part of that season. They started really well, hiss and roar, looking good, not quite as perfect, not great, not perfect, but pretty good, scoring goals, getting there, and you're like, oh yeah, Sarri ball, it's going to be the answer. This is fine. We just got to get used to it. It's okay. There's a little bit of rustiness, a little bit of unsureness with the players, but we're fine. And then through the middle of the season, the wheels fell off. It just looked horrible. But, yeah.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
I mean, we got there in the end.
I think it's fair to give them an A-. I think Spurs is also fair to give them an A-. They're technically playing in Wembley for all their home games, where they don't have the best record at Wembley, and I think they should have finished third. So maybe B plus might be a bit more. But given they've made the Champions League final for their season overall, I think is a fair mark grade. And I think if you look at season overall, including because the fact that they've made the Europa finals, Chelsea A- overall is a fair grade.
I'd actually give. Once again, I'm being pessimistic. I'd give Spurs, despite the fact we'll probably finish ahead of Spurs, I'd probably give Spurs the better grade of an A-. Because I feel like they're playing
a B plus?
Yeah, maybe even a B. I mean, Spurs have played reasonably consistent all through the season. They have dropped the last few games. But to be fair to them, they've had Champions League concentrating on, which is looking good for them, and so you can sort of see them sort of losing focus a bit in the Premier League, which has allowed Chelsea to slip into third. But I feel that Spurs probably deserve that third spot a lot more than Chelsea. I mean, we're going to get there, but it hasn't been a season. Spurs have played and they've lost Harry Kane for like 3 or 4 weeks, which has sort of been where they've started losing points. I mean, next year, they get a few other players in. They might, dare I say it, good to chase down City or Liverpool. If they get a whole season out of Harry Kane, plus all the rest of them staying in the form they are.
Given how well they've done with the size of their squad, Chelsea by far, I think, Chelsea and City by far have the biggest squads in the Premiership. And to be fair, City used their big squad and won, and it looked like they're going to win the domestic triple. So you can't not give them an A+.
No. City's A+. Liverpool's A+. Those are easy grades.
And Liverpool had probably, of the top four, after Spurs, the second smallest squad. So definitely making a Champions League final and coming second in Premiership, A+ season.
Yeah.
No doubt.
No doubt.
Chelsea, I think, I gave them an A-. I think Spurs, I'm happy with giving them an A-. Arsenal, I'm also happy with giving an A-, purely because, yes, they haven't qualified for the Champions League, but they've gone to a Europa final, which they haven't done in a while, and they've competed reasonably well in the Cups this season.
Yeah.
And they do have a new manager who is trying to do new things, and I think now that he knows what his squad can do, I think he could actually do quite good things for them in their second season. So I'm quite optimistic. Manchester City United, well, if at the halfway stage I had given Mourinho a D-, I think. I can give Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, given where they were to where they've ended up in terms of they should have finished fourth, really. Given how well they were playing and how many points they managed to catch up, their collapse in that bit was a bit worrying, and hopefully Solskjaer gets the players he needs next season, but I'll be generous. I'll give him a C+. I think C+ is a I think that's a generous grade, given they've
yeah.
finished sixth.
Yeah, yeah.
United.
For United, yes. No, yeah, looking at, say, Spurs, I'd give an A -2. Arsenal, B+, maybe even A-. You're right. I mean, Emery has shown that he may actually be able to give Arsenal fans something more to cheer about.
Yeah.
I mean, and they're looking good. They haven't quite clicked it all together, but they're in that race for the spots the whole time. So.
Makes a bit more sense than Sarri ball. I have...
I feeling it will make a lot of... It's really... feel like a lot of fans would be happy. And this is after we're going to win the Europa League and finish the and therefore Champions League football next year. One of the biggest KPI ticks that he could get in his thing. And oh, there's going to be calls for him. It's like, and they're actually valid calls, because today against Frankfurt, there was a few tactical decisions he made that scratched heads. It yeah. worked out in the end, but still, he doesn't seem to really understand it, but
I
that's
think
different
he
points.
Has what I think he's got next season to show that his way works, like
yeah.
Conte. Well, Conte at least won a premiership
yeah.
in 3 seasons. I think Arsenal's owners have shown they're very patient with
yeah.
their managers. I think as long as Emery can stay in the top six and compete in European Cups and get good win trophies for the club, they'll probably happy to keep him, let him develop a philosophy at Arsenal.
Yeah.
They've been playing winger ball for a long, long time.
Long time.
So they need some time to learn to do something else, much like Manchester United needed to learn how to play something else once Fergie left.
Yeah. I think you're right with Arsenal. As long as I think their board will be a lot more forgiving, as long as they're in the hunt for the top four. Like,
yeah.
if they're a long way off, then that might be a different story. But in this case, like, they're one win off, and they may end on equal points with Tottenham at the end of the season and just be off on goals. And so that's, you know, that's pretty close. That's
yep,
pretty good.
Yep.
I mean, United would probably be pretty close and behind them as well.
Yep.
So that's pretty good. I'd say United would probably give slightly better grade than you, probably in the Bs, probably a B as well, same as Chelsea, even though they've finished 3 spots below them.
Yeah.
Because... I mean, it's the same. Like, both Chelsea and United at the halfway spot. Well, United was looking like they weren't even going to be close to the top four at that point.
Yep.
Chelsea, after that, sort of had a run where they sort of were like, yeah, it made it look like they weren't really interested.
Yep.
But both of them have turned it around the end here. United, I think, have dropped points in the last few weeks, if I remember correctly,
yep.
Which hasn't helped their cause. I'm going to be interested to see how Solskjaer goes over the winter break or summer break
yeah,
to get
I mean,
what players he gets in. So
it would have been very interesting if United had made fourth and Spurs and Arsenal were outside the top four and they both won their respective cups, because then
yeah.
City, United would have missed out on a Champions League spot.
Oh yeah, that would have been fun.
So at the end of the day, maybe even finishing fourth wouldn't have helped them. That's a discussion for another time. Well, we've done the top six. Let's just go down to everybody else. Wolverhampton Wanderers, I think A- at least.
At least.
I'd give them an A.
I'd give them an A too.
Not an A+, but an A.
Yeah.
Definitely. Everton, given they should have really finished sixth or seventh, given how poorly Man United were playing this season, I'm grudgingly giving them a B-. Similar to Leicester City, B- as well.
I'd probably give Everton a B. I mean, eighth is, that's a par course for them. Like, they any lower than that, and that's bad. So, you know, maybe a B-, because as you say, they probably should have done better, but at least they met the minimum required
yeah.
out of them.
And unless yeah. Watford win the FA Cup, the Wolverhampton will qualify for a Europa spot next season.
Yeah, go Wolves. I mean, oh, you're right, Wolves are well above... that what their expectations would have been. I'm sure our Wolves fans that listen are very happy with their season.
I'm sure they're happy with their season, and
yeah.
Good on them. Like, yeah, how the moon and everything. This is a good season.
They've played very well. It's been very ridiculous. Well.
And I think Leicester, nothing to be disappointed about, but nothing to be overly excited about.
Yeah,
I think
it was
B is a pretty fair grade.
Yeah.
I'll give Watford an A minus because they were competing for those European spots, like and they got to 50 points in the Premiership, so they were never really in danger of being relegated.
No.
And let's say they also got to the finals of the FA Cup, so really, really good season all around for.
It's a pretty good season for them. I don't know if I'd quite go into the A's for them, probably a B plus, just because I mean they did. Get
if
the
they
10th,
win the FA Cup, then they'll be an A minus.
Yeah, yeah. It depends a little bit on the FA Cup result for them, but I'd probably give them a B plus. I mean, it is not to say only 10th, but only 10th. Yeah, like it's top half of the table, but.
And Watford have finished higher. Oh, fair enough. Yeah. You've convinced me. I'll give them a B plus. Then.
Yeah.
I think everybody below top 10, I'm loath to give them anything above a B because really all these clubs could have easily finished above the top 10, those that didn't get relegated.
Yeah, well, especially West Ham, Crystal Palace, Newcastle's just come up, so Southampton.
I might give Crystal Palace a B plus because at one point they looked like they were once again going to be relegated.
Yeah.
And they did a great escape, so that's something for their fans to do. At least, then Bournemouth's
pretty good. That's...
Bournemouth have finished top 10 quite consistently, so I think their fans might be a bit disappointed that they weren't able to do that this season. They're 5 points behind a top 10 finish.
Yeah.
Newcastle and Burnley fans are probably happy they're not relegated.
Yeah.
And managed to avoid relegation quite easily in the end. Southampton were terrible. Absolutely.
Yeah.
One of the most... Brighton, I can give them a pass because they're not the biggest club in the world.
No,
and
they avoided relegation, so that's good.
They avoided relegation for a newly promoted club. We're not compared, you know.
And
as opposed... Yeah.
As I say, and they avoided relegation, like, fairly easily in the end here. Like,
yeah.
It's been a week or two, so, you know, that's pretty good. It's not like it's going down to the last weekend or anything. Like,
They go into the last couple
of weeks, like, we're fine.
Yeah, all the relegated clubs get a D-minus, obviously, because
they
got relegated. Brighton, I will give them a C-plus because they did it safely in the end, and they're a newly promoted club and all that stuff, so good on them. Southampton... I don't want to be too critical of them, but they've had a terrible season by their standards. Their fans are not
C minus, maybe even then. They're just scraping in, but I mean, C's get degrees, man. So
I might say that they got a conceded pass, like they said they were sick during the exam, and like wrote a note for the teacher, and they were like, "Okay, fine."
Oh dear, yes. I'll give them their C. It's fine. They stayed up. They stayed up. Reasonably comfortably in the end. 7 points with a game to go, so, you know.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, apart from the three clubs that got relegated, none of the teams were that atrocious. Like, other than maybe... Southampton at one point looked like they were absolutely dead certs for relegation, so not a conceded. I'll give them a C+, because they did manage the great escape and quite comfortably in the end.
Yeah. They did turn it around. But the three relegated, Cardiff, Fulham, Huddersfield, those are D's all round.
Huddersfield, if I could give a grade lower than a D, I would give it to Huddersfield. 15 points.
15
one of
points.
The lowest, one of the lowest in the history of the competition.
Yeah.
Fulham and Cardiff,
even Fulham's 26 points is a pretty poor
point. It's pretty bad. I might give Cardiff City just a D, not a D minus. They're like,
But almost.
They were a couple of weeks before.
Yeah.
This, and it's already. We've still got one more week left. So yeah, guys, you've had a pretty poor season. But that means there's no more Welsh teams in the Premiership next season.
Yeah, I know. Which is, it's crazy. But there's none coming up, is there?
I don't think Swansea look close to coming up.
Just going to have a look. It's Norwich, Sheffield, and then in one of Leeds, West Brom, Aston Villa, or Derby. So, No Welsh teams at all next year.
Oh, well, anyone but Leeds, come on.
They did come third, so you never know.
Well, yeah.
Not that it means that much, but it sort of suggests that they were the better out of those slots.
The United don't need to lose to another rival next
year. Yeah.
Fully West Brom, as you know, club I quite like.
Yeah.
And I hope they will get they'll get the promotion. Look forward to seeing Norwich City. They're a team that know their way around the Premiership.
Once. Yep.
Got quite unlucky to be relegated, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
And Sheffield United, a club I welcome back to the Premiership in open arms.
I'm a Wednesday fan, come on.
I know you're a Wednesday fan, but I like the
Blades. The Blades, yeah.
I'm happy to see games come back to Bramall Lane in the Premiership. It'll be great. And to be honest, I'm not unhappy with any of the top six at the moment. Games to finish it off. City get to play Brighton and Hove Albion. I'm pretty sure they're going to win that and win that quite comfortably.
Yes.
Give something to their fans, away fans travelling with them, no doubt. Liverpool, it's not a game they have a guarantee to win. And Wolves, you know, they can't qualify but for anything, but they're playing for pride.
And they've played really well all season, so I'm sure they want to end their season on a big high.
But and because they have 2 weeks, roughly, before the Champions League, I don't think Liverpool will be resting too many players.
Probably
they might
not.
Give one or two players who played in the last few games time to recover so that they're not injured.
I would suggest they'd probably play pretty close to a full strength team that they have. So anybody who's looking slightly injured won't play. But they'll want to make sure they do win that game so that Manchester City doesn't get a free pass.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they'll want to make sure that they've done all they can, just in case, you know, and Brighton managed to hold City to a nil-all or a one-all sort of draw or something like that.
So Liverpool need to win, and they need City not to win. So
yep.
City draw and Liverpool win, they win the Premiership, or if City lose, obviously, and Liverpool win, they should. But if Liverpool lose or draw, City are through. They've won their...
Well, unless City loses. But then it would have
City
to.
Loses, if City loses,
big loss.
If they draw, that does their goal difference is 4 points behind City. So a draw means their goal difference isn't going to go up either way.
But yes, man, a big loss for City. So I think it's very unlikely that Brighton and Hove Albion might beat Manchester City by five or more goals. But
yeah. I feel that's a bit unlikely.
Yeah, extremely unlikely, but it's still a possibility.
Stranger things have happened in football, obviously.
Yeah, just look at this last week.
Chelsea get to play Leicester, and I think they want to cement that third spot while they can. But it's a tough game. They've definitely not guaranteed third place.
No. And it's an away game to Leicester as well, which makes it that little bit harder.
And I'm sure Leicester want to try and win this game. They can get seventh above Everton if Everton don't win.
Yeah.
So there's a bit to play for in that game. And you're right, Tottenham do play Everton and Arsenal. And I think Everton, once again, they'll try to win that game. But Spurs definitely want to win going into the final in the Champions League because you want all the momentum you can get. Arsenal play Burnley away from home. Tough.
That's tough a tough fixture. Match. Yeah.
Once again, there's an inside chance they can finish fourth here, so they should try and take it. If they win the game and Spurs lose badly, you never know.
So that is eight goals to make up, which does mean Arsenal's got to pile on the points at Burnley and hope that Everton somehow put, you know, two, maybe three goals on Spurs. But it is possible. It's not something. And Arsenal do have the firepower to put on five-odd goals
and
against Burnley, so...
And their firepower are on form.
Yeah, exactly. So I mean, if they do have the possibility of doing that. So I mean, if they win five or more goals in against Burnley, they're getting, you know, that's pretty close. That's putting things in the realms of possibility. So that could be an interesting game, actually, Burnley Arsenal. Yeah. If Arsenal's in the mood and if Arsenal decided that they could possibly do it.
Yeah, absolutely. And finally, Manchester United have basically pride to play for against
Cardiff City.
Doesn't matter if they lose because Wolves can't catch them. They can't they can finish above Arsenal on fifth.
Yeah.
But that's about it.
So pride, really, just for beating Arsenal. That's all you got. Guys got left to play for.
Yeah, pretty much. That is all we have left to play for. But personally, don't see it. I think United will win because Cardiff are terrible. But I don't see United
changing position. They'll stay where they are.
They'll stay where they are. I mean, those last two games which were draws. I mean, fine, Chelsea won all, but if they had managed the drawing with Huddersfield, kind of killed their season, because if they had another 2 points in that game, the table looks completely different. They have
exactly.
And only 2 points behind Spurs, and they're on fifth. But, you know, shoulda, woulda. That's all you got to say about that.
Yeah, shoulda, woulda, coulda. Who knows? Exactly. If only this had happened. If only Chelsea had won all their games, then that'd be top.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for listening in, and we look forward to seeing you again.
See you next time.